Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick. And this week, we are going to be talking about nannying while in school, which is a subject that is hopefully going to be near and dear to my heart kind of soon because I am looking at going back to school. And to do that, I have brought on the wonderful Simone Watkins. Hello, Simone.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's great to be back.
So Simone was on a couple weeks ago on the Nannying for Families with Pets episode, which was wonderful. And she's back to talk about being in school while being a nanny, because most of your nanny career has been both, right?
Yes, yep. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, before we get started, although this one, your background and the meat of the episode are kind of the same thing.
It kind of goes into it, but I'll still let everyone know.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit about your background.
So I was born and raised here in Chicago, and I recently moved back after going to Mizzou, or University of Missouri, and there I studied human development and family studies. And so
what a perfect thing for a nanny. Right?
And so I wanted to have some extra cash throughout my undergrad, but nothing, you know, I didn't want a desk job. It's just not my thing. And
we're like bartender.
Yeah, exactly. I needed something. I knew I needed to be with kids. And so in my program, we get hundreds of emails like, for babysitters, nannies, like from people all over Columbia, Missouri. And so I hopped on one of those emails and I got the nanny job. And then from there, nannied that family and then led to another family. So, and here I am now. And I'm now in grad school. So I have been nannying actually pretty much my entire collegiate career so far.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So, are you in school full-time or part-time right now?
So technically it's full-time, but it's not crazy. It's not a crazy amount. So I have classes Mondays and Thursdays from 6 until 9:30.
Okay.
And at night. Mm-hmm. So it's not terrible. It's long. I mean, those are long days.
Right.
But it's not terrible at all compared to when I was an undergrad. I was used to being like nonstop every day with work and nannying. So this is honestly a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In grad school, usually your class load is lighter so that you can go more in depth instead of a broader. Broader but shallower look at things.
Definitely.
And so that does make it easier time-wise, although you going more in-depth means more homework.
A lot more.
Yeah, and a lot more reading and
a lot more. And writing.
And writing, depending on what you're getting your grad degree in. But, unless it's mathematics, probably writing.
Yes. And yeah, not math.
Right.
So it is a lot of writing.
Yes. I can imagine.
Right.
So when you are in school, and I know you recently started grad school.
Yes.
So you
only
might
a
not,
couple weeks ago.
You might not know as much about your grad school experience, but what are some ways that you have found to balance that that homework load and class load with a nanny family?
Well, I, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, and especially in the mornings, is that I get there pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a little bit of time, like, where not much needs to be done. So I have, like, my own time.
Right.
And I do work on my schoolwork, which
honestly
has helped thus far. So that's very nice.
Which is kind of even better than if you didn't have to be somewhere early in the morning, because then there's a lot of temptation to just sleep in.
Exactly. That is so true. And it forces me to go to bed early, too. So it's honestly working out swimmingly.
Keeps you honest.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and really utilizing my time off.
Right.
As much as possible. So I think those are the biggest things so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And just organizing your time.
Making sure I have everything written down. Like, I am one of those people, I have to have everything written down because it'll slip my mind.
Right.
So like if I, let's say my nanny family wants me to work extra hours one day or write it down and then plan it in with my grad school schedule. Okay, well, I can't do homework this day, so I'm going to have to plan it in another. Do you get what I'm saying?
I totally get what you're saying. Something that I, so when I first moved to Chicago, I was not a full-time nanny at all. I had like four different jobs. Wow. I worked at a gym. I worked at a restaurant. Yeah. I babysat/nannied and I tutored. And so to keep all of those schedules straight, what I did was get a family planner. So there are these planners that have places that you can write like every member of your family's name. I got mine at Office Depot. But
oh, it was so nice.
Yeah. And so what I did was write, instead of children's names, I wrote my different jobs.
Yeah.
And so, and then it's like broken down by kind of like blocks in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think it was like 9 to 12, 12 to, you know, and so, and then you can write in like, I have this at this point in the day.
Right. That's, yeah, that's nice.
And it was really, it was a great way to visualize my schedule and how all the moving pieces and how it was going to fit together. And then I could color code it and that made me really happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I think that that is a helpful thing, because when I went to grad school, I was not a nanny, but I did have another job. And I also was in charge of teaching a class, because my grad school was secondary English education.
So a lot.
So it was a lot.
Yeah.
And then I also was a house manager at a theater.
Again, a lot.
Don't tell my grad program, because I wasn't supposed to have a job.
Your secret's safe with me.
Thanks. But it was kind of the perfect job, because once everyone was in the theater, you still have to be there, but they're watching a play, so you can do homework.
Yeah.
It was great.
Exactly. It's really nice when those, when that works out that way.
Yeah. And so that was a way that I could organize my schedule. Do you work with a planner?
Oh, yes. I was, when when you described your block, my planner is by every 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It starts from 6 a.m. and ends at 9 p.m. and it's every 15 minutes. And I now, especially like in undergrad, it was kind of easier for me to like, you know what I'm doing. But now this planner has become my best friend, even in the past couple of weeks, just because it tells me, OK, you know what? It's 2:30 in the afternoon. You need to be reading whatever book.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it keeps me on track, which, you know, might sound a little excessive, but I need it. So, and it helps me just stay balanced with what I need to be doing between nannying and school.
Yes. Which is totally.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is.
Have you, and you might not have had this come up yet with grad school, but in undergrad, have mm-hmm. you ever had, like, say around exam time, exams are often at a different time
yeah.
than the class time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a conflict with a pre-existing, like a nanny time that you're supposed to be nannying, but then schoolwork comes up?
Right. So not necessarily with exams. I always, since I knew like from the beginning when the exam was,
right.
I would let them know I can't do this. But we can work something else out.
Yeah.
However, there have been times where, like, you know, just stuff happens and right. I forgot to do a paper accidentally, but it's due in a couple hours, where I would have to say, you know what, I'm so sorry. But there also have been times where, like, if that does happen, I would suggest someone else that could go in for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. So you find coverage.
Yes, exactly. And then that also, like, which also helped because the last family that I nannied before I left Mizzou, we ended up working with that family together, as, like, on, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
on different days and whatnot. Yeah. So
there were two people that knew the kids that could exactly. easily sub in.
Exactly. So
which
that
is
worked
so
out.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because a part of being a nanny is that a lot of times there isn't someone that can easily sub mm-hmm. in for you. And that is a really tough place to be.
It's extremely tough because, you know, like as a nanny, you feel really bad.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, life happens.
Yes.
You know, so. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. And have your nanny families been supportive of the fact that you're in school?
Oh, my gosh. 100%. It's like more so I'm really happy that you're in school and not in school.
Right.
I mean, it'd be different, like, if I was, like, you know, maybe, like, working and whatnot. I don't know. But I think in my past experience that it's always been very favored that I'm in school.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows that I'm, like, I work hard and I, you know, have drive and determination and whatnot. So.
And you're setting a great example for
exactly.
your nanny kids.
Exactly. Like, you know, for instance, like they, for my first day of grad school, my nanny family made me, like they do first day of school pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they made me a first day of school poster for my picture. And that, you know, that shows, okay, well, this can be me in 20 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously it's very long term, but still, you know.
But yes, mm-hmm. Having the example of a nanny getting a higher education
exactly
is a great thing to look up to.
Exactly. And especially now for the kiddos that I'm working with, like they're just now starting, like one is starting preschool, one is starting kindergarten. And that's when you, especially kindergarten, that's
right.
when you're really starting like school, you know? Like,
yes.
So I think that's very important.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The comedian Mike Birbiglia mm-hmm. has a hilarious bit about when he started school because he was so excited.
Right.
And then he was like, okay, great, I did it. And they were like, oh no, it's a lot longer.
No, again, no, it keeps going.
It keeps going.
Forever.
Which one of, I have had a nanny kid in the past mm-hmm. go through that little arc.
Right, where it's on.
She was very much like,
right.
She's like, I'm so excited. And then like 3 weeks in was like, okay, I'm over school now.
Yeah,
and it's like,
done.
You don't get to be over it, kiddo, sorry.
Not for a long time.
Yep.
Right.
Or
that's awesome.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a kid that she's like, I'm not telling him that I'm already saving for college. Because he's not going right. to be happy about that fact.
No.
But yes, so for this one, I posted on some nanny groups to mm-hmm. also get just more opinions,
yeah.
More viewpoints. And a lot of the advice that I received back was that nanny families are supportive of it,
mm-hmm.
But that it does take extra communication.
Definitely.
Just about, you know, being really open that school needs to
is a top priority.
Yeah, is mm-hmm. a top priority, and that you know, if something comes up with school, you know, not out of the blue, most school things, you know, way ahead of time, but that you are going to need to, you know, alter your schedule at times around school. And if you, especially if you tell them that going into it,
then it's,
I really think that most nanny families are going to be supportive of that fact.
Yes, I agree. It definitely takes really good communication.
Yes, which is, you know, a theme of this podcast. I think I say it every episode that
I think it's like the theme of life.
Really. It really is. That's true. Is the more and better you communicate, it's just, it makes things easier.
A lot easier. I agree.
So yes. And then Bianca Stout, who sent me a very nice message with a lot of really, really good advice and a TED Talk about time management that I will share on the Facebook, the Chronicles of Nannia Facebook page. I'll also share that link on Twitter at Chronicles of Nannia, or I think it's Nanny Podcast, but you can type in Chronicles of Nannia and it'll get you there. But she was talking about time management and she, the kind of thesis of what she said is ultimately don't feel like it's hopeless. Don't worry that you can't do it. You absolutely positively can make a commitment to yourself and then gather all the supports in place to make it happen. And there's a community of nannies who are supporting you. There's a group on Facebook called The Scholarly Nanny.
Nice.
That is a group dedicated to nannies that are in school or thinking about going to school, or who have, I think, recently graduated from school. And building that community, I think, is really helpful because a lot of people are not necessarily going through the same thing, even in your own program. If you are a nanny and in school, it is a very individual experience, I think.
Oh, I completely agree. And that's one of the things I think sometimes, like, you know, with your nanny families, you obviously are like build such a, like, they're like your family, you know what I mean? You're an extension of their family. And so some, like, sometimes when stuff in school comes up and you have to put the school above the family, it's sometimes you're like, you feel guilty and bad.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it's about that communication and knowing and saying, you know, I'm not putting the family below. It's just, you know.
Right. You and we've talked about that in the self-care and the boundaries episodes.
Yes.
Of, you know, putting your needs as a priority is not a bad thing. No. And your needs when it comes to school are, they're important and they deserve attention. But I do completely agree with you that it is, it's such a, it's such an individual experience of, and something that doesn't happen at really any other job. I mean, maybe nurses, you know, it's just, you don't make such a connection with your job.
Definitely. No, definitely. Especially when you feel like family is such a huge factor in so many people's lives. So, like, when you feel part of a family, it's like, you know, it's, you know, part of your heart almost. So you just feel like, oh,
right.
I don't, I'm so sorry. But it just, it's not a bad thing though.
No. And yes, just being clear about your needs is very helpful. Bianca also shared with me that there is an app called Moment that helps track your phone use. She said that when she first started school, she really struggled. She was like, I don't have time for all of this. And then she realized how much time she was spending on her phone, which I know I spend a ton of time on my phone.
Yes, me too.
Doing nothing.
Right.
You know, like,
literally probably scrolling on Amazon.
Yeah. Or Facebook or Instagram. Anything. Or, you know, like, Or I have phone games that I don't need on my phone.
It's so easy to get sidetracked by your phone and get sidetracked for a long time.
Yes.
And not even notice.
Yes. Black hole.
Yeah. Wow. I need that app.
Yeah. Well, it is called Moment, and I have not downloaded it yet, but I plan to.
Yeah.
There's also an app that I will post on Facebook that I just thought about, that if you put your phone down for, I think it's like 20 minutes, it donates water to people that need water in other countries.
Okay, everybody in the world needs to get this app.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And I will look that one up, because I did that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool, but it does also kind of kill your battery, because your phone's basically running.
Right.
So
ups and downs. Right.
But if you're studying, usually you're near an outlet.
Exactly. So, and so, another app, sorry, we're on the topic.
Apps, yeah, but no, but these are helpful.
I don't remember the name of it, but in undergrad they had this. I don't know if they still have it in other schools. I'm sure they do. Like, if you're in class.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're a student, can prove you're a student, and you're in class, then it, like, totals it. And, like, eventually, once you gather as X amount of points, you get free meals at certain places.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I would get free meals at Chick-fil-A.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I forgot the name of it, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Once I figure it out, though, I will definitely let you know.
Yeah. And then I will post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So that's awesome, because who doesn't love a free meal?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Yes.
So yes, let me know that, and I will post that on the Facebook page, and you guys can see it there and see all the other cool resources, as well as that TED Talk, because I really do highly recommend it. I'm not even in school at this point, and it really changed how I thought about free time. Mm-hmm. Because we have this tendency to be like, I don't have any free time. Especially in America, we're very addicted to the idea of busy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, you have more control over your time than you're giving yourself credit for,
right,
is kind of the thesis of it. Mm-hmm. But she says it in such a wonderful way that you should just go watch her, because she got hired to do a TED Talk. And I did not. Yet. Maybe I will. I don't know.
Hopefully.
But yeah. And then another thing on that same subject, Claire Perkins said that her best piece of advice would be communicate early and often with your nanny family, and to address how to resolve scheduling conflicts during the contract negotiation. So if you know that you're going to school, like when you interviewed with this family, you knew that you were going to be doing both.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so to bring that up in the contract negotiation.
Definitely.
So that everyone's on the same page.
Well, it kind of, because they're, like we've been talking about, school and your nanny family, two huge parts of your life.
Right.
They, you know, you have to be on the same page. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then another aspect is check with your nanny family about if you can use kids' downtime for schoolwork, if they're okay with that. Some nanny families might not be, and that's fair. They're paying you.
Yeah, definitely.
If they would, if they want you to be doing chores or laundry or whatever. But if you're with especially a baby that's napping a lot,
right,
that's valuable study time.
It is. And it's quiet too. So yes, it's like, it's definitely valuable.
And you can't be doing anything else. You have to be there.
Exactly. So
that's a really nice way to blend the two things.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah. So, and then I found by kind of polling Facebook groups that a lot of nannies that are in school are taking subjects that are helpful with nannying, which I think you are as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that is helpful to them. And then they get to use some of the stuff that they're learning in class mm-hmm. right away, which is really nice.
Definitely.
Have you found that to be true?
Yeah, I think I found it more so to be true with my undergrad degree than my grad school degree, because I'm, you know, an undergrad, like I said, it was human development and family studies. It's like perfect, you know?
Yes.
And now I'm in clinical mental health counseling.
Right.
So, and like the things that we've been talking about thus far have been mainly with, you know, adolescents and mm-hmm. adults. And right now I'm, you know, they're still young, so not so much, but still it's cool to like have that in, you know, have that knowledge, you know, because things do come up when you're young, you know?
Yes, for sure. A lot of the things that adults are dealing with happened when they were young.
Yeah, exactly. So it is definitely nice to have that knowledge too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Being able to just recognize, oh, mm-hmm. you might.
Exactly.
This experience might stick with you.
Yes, exactly.
And mm-hmm. you might need to talk about it a year from now, and mm-hmm. I'll be here for you.
Exactly.
Which is wonderful. That's mm-hmm. a wonderful thing that a nanny can do.
I think so.
And then how do you study best?
How do I study best? I think I need to be in quiet, mm-hmm. but I like it when like other people are around me.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So,
like ambient,
yeah,
like noise of people talking, but no yeah, one talking I can deal to you.
Yes, exactly. Like I need outside distractions that are not distracting me. If that,
right.
I don't know if that makes sense, but
like a Panera.
Exactly. Starbucks, you know, any coffee shop, those are really good for mm-hmm. me. Even the library, as long as, or I find more so like the student center, just because it's like a little bit more going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's when I focus best, because then it's not too quiet and I have like, there's still something going on, but it's me focusing on whatever I'm doing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I also find that going somewhere else to study is helpful, because mm-hmm. in your own house, you start looking at that pile of laundry.
You start looking at everything.
Or, oh yeah, you're like, oh, I should go make a cup of coffee. And then you're like, I should do my dishes. Or
yes.
whatever. There's so many.
Way too much.
Way too many distractions.
Like, oh, there's a chip in the paint on the wall. Like, you know, silly things like that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your house is never cleaner than when you have a paper to write.
Exactly. Seriously, though, I've learned that the hard way. That's my house is not the place to be for me if I need to get something done.
Yep.
So.
So, and that's good to know about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca also mentioned that something that she and her partner do is they will go to a new coffee shop every Saturday, I think is what she said, maybe Sunday, but on a weekend day. And like sometimes in a town that's nearby,
mm-hmm.
so that they have like the social time or the time to reconnect as partners on the drive there. And then they're there and it's kind of a way to experience something new together.
Right. That's awesome.
But then also get studying done.
Right.
And I just think that's a wonderful idea.
I think so too. It's funny you mentioned that. When I traveled in Vietnam this summer.
Wow.
For 6 weeks while taking a class, and in the class we had to write 2 papers a week. So mm-hmm. what we tried to do in coffee shops are huge in Vietnam. Like I'm telling you, 2 per corner.
Wow.
So what we would try to do every time, you know, we had to do some work is, okay, we're going to go to a different coffee shop every time so we can try to go to every single district. And I did find it just nice to be in a different environment. You get to see a different place while like exploring a little bit and still getting your work done. So
yeah,
I agree.
That's mm-hmm. such a great idea. And, mm-hmm. And yeah, anywhere that you are, there's probably fun little towns
definitely
nearby that you can go to and just
definitely
find a little cozy corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so yes, I think that that's a great idea. I am an extremely social studier. I'm also a auditory learner. And so for me, like, study groups, and I also love organizing things. And so for me, it's always been like getting together with people and doing, like, all working together apart, but then there for each other. But you gotta find the right people.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
But luckily, in my entire collegiate career, I was able to find that group in almost every class.
Consider yourself lucky.
I know.
Because there's some people that are like, and you know that you shouldn't be studying with them, but you just feel so bad. Like, oh, I shouldn't. I should try to make it work. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It never works.
Never works. Yeah. If you got that gut feeling, then it's not going to work.
It's probably not.
Jump ship. but yes, I was able to find people, not necessarily in the class that I was taking, but just who were taking similar classes. Or
definitely.
Who I trusted their editing eye to, like, read over my paper.
Right.
And be like, there's too many commas in here.
Someone who's honest about those things is so important.
It really is.
Please don't be nice about this.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I want you to be brutal.
I want your honesty more than you to protect my feelings.
Exactly.
I know this paper is problematic.
That's why I'm giving it to you.
Yes. If I thought it was perfect, I'd just turn it in.
Exactly.
Do you have a piece of advice for someone thinking about going back to school and who is also already a nanny?
I think, as, like, from my experience, I think the biggest thing is having balance and having really, like we've talked about, really great communication between the nanny family and yourself about where school falls, like what happens if there's a scheduling conflict, you know, and like having those conversations a lot, because they are two huge parts in your life and you want them to be on the same page, because then it'll just work.
And
managing your time very well.
Yes. And I also think that keeping in mind your social schedule is also important.
Definitely
that comes behind school and work, which is nanny family, but scheduling in time to not be at work and not be studying.
Exactly. That's, I mean, self-care, that's huge. And just like having the time to do what, you know, stuff separate than that, like your life and, you know. I agree 110%.
And finding a hobby that is really good for self-care. I really love yoga, and I do that, and I really try to keep that a priority for myself.
That's awesome.
As like, nope, I'm gonna do yoga. And one of my best semesters in school ever is because I was swimming.
That's awesome.
Almost every day. And, you know, exercise, keeping in mind that exercise, though it is taking time away, but it gets your brain going in
keeps
a way
healthy.
That you can't get while you're just sitting still.
Exactly. I think for me as well, like back in undergrad, my best semesters are when I'm like, I'm doing stuff.
Yes.
You know? Like, I'm keeping busy, I'm managing my time, I'm taking care of myself. You know, for me, I like to paint canvases.
Yeah, painting, yeah.
They're not very good.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
And I'm sure they're beautiful.
Yeah, I enjoy them.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly.
That's what we tell our nanny kids, too.
Exactly.
Do you like the painting, Simone?
I do.
Then great.
Exactly. So I think that's really what it's all about.
Yes.
It's not impossible, that's for sure. It's can very easily doable.
And I will say, along those lines of painting, coloring is coming back into, like, vogue right now.
And I'm so happy about it.
I am very happy about it as well.
It's awesome.
And there are so many different coloring books. Type in adult coloring book on Amazon. There's one with a unicorn that is amazing.
Yes, there are a billion. They have them, they have them at Target. Yes. If anyone was wondering.
They do.
I got mine.
They have one that is Dolly Parton inspirational sayings that I got from my friend Tina for her birthday, which is a long way away, but she doesn't listen to this podcast because she's not a nanny.
I was just going to say, well, hopefully she's not listening.
But if you know any Dolly Parton fans, which everyone really should be a Dolly Parton fan because she's such a wonderful person.
Because it's Dolly Parton.
I'm also from East Tennessee, which is where she's from.
But, yeah, so that also adds to it for
but
you.
But she did start a program that gives books to every child once a month from 0 to 5, which is amazing.
That's incredible.
And she funds that.
Dolly.
And raises money. And now it's expanded. I know it's all of East Tennessee. It might even be the whole state of Tennessee that she's doing now. But she started in Sevierville, her hometown, and then now has expanded it out. And it's a great program because there's so many studies that the amount of books a child has in their home before they start school impacts their entire life.
Yeah.
And their ability to read and their vocabulary and all that good stuff.
That's awesome.
So go Dolly Parton. I love her.
East Tennessee.
Woohoo. Go Vols. But there's so many coloring books, which is a great stress reliever.
It really is.
And a way to, like, if you get stuck on a paper, that's a really good way to, like, move past getting stuck. So, yes.
I agree.
Find your stress reliever.
Find your niche and you
that's
can do
not
it.
Alcohol. Because alcohol you have to pay for it later.
Exactly. And it's never easy.
It's never an actual stress reliever. You don't sleep as well. You gotta pay for it the next morning. So find something self-care
wise. Exactly. And there's a lot.
And yeah, there's so much. Go for a walk.
Simple things like that, seriously, make a huge difference.
They really do. And then one last thing is talking with your nanny kids about the fact that you are in class, I think is a really, really great opportunity that a lot of nannies don't always get.
It is. Especially for my family, we all started... You know, I was starting grad school. One of the kiddos was starting kindergarten. One of the kiddos was starting preschool. And we all had our first days, like, around the same time.
Yeah.
So it was all just, oh, you're going to meet your teacher today? Like, it was, you know, it was a very cool moment to share.
Yeah.
You know? So I definitely agree.
And if they get stuck in school, too, talking to them about ways that you get yourself unstuck.
Right. And honestly, like, if you're in school as a nanny, like, you are going to serve as a huge resource for them, for sure, when it comes to their schoolwork.
Yeah. And one of my kids, their first homework assignment was about, like, finding a place to do homework and getting all your supplies and that's just such a good reminder too as an adult, you know, because you forget like, oh, these little things are really important.
They are. It's the little things that matter, you know.
They build up. Making sure like you stay well hydrated, you
exactly
know, while like, you're studying.
Exactly. You're like learning from each other, you know?
Yes, exactly. Have little snacks.
That's so cute.
It is. I know a person who did that gummy bear trick where you put gummy bears down the page. And so as you're reading, when you get to a gummy bear, you get to eat it.
Oh, that is such a good idea.
And then also when I think... a way that you can add on to that because you're an adult and can maybe handle more is when you get to the gummy bear, you have to summarize since the last gummy bear, like as you're chewing and eating it, is like, be like, okay, what do I...
That is an amazing idea, especially if you have a sweet tooth.
Yes. And
which
then,
is always.
Yes. And then they suggest eating like 3 gummy bears before taking a test because it can like kick off some like sense memory. And so I think that's worth a shot.
It's definitely worth a shot.
Or M&Ms or Skittles or, you know, any small candy. Also, if you are studying and you are listening to this and you're feeling really frustrated and you need a laugh, go look up sugar-free gummy bears on Amazon reviews.
Oh my gosh. It is the most, it's hilarious.
The funniest thing I've ever read. So if you need a laugh or if you've already read it, go look it up again because
it never gets old. No.
It doesn't stop being funny. It never stops being funny.
I was so tempted to buy them.
I know, right?
But don't. You can't.
Because they will destroy you.
Oh, goodness.
Do not put those as your study guide because then you will not be able to study. No. You will be in the bathroom.
Yeah. For a very long time. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Still read the comments
because they're very funny. But anyway, yeah. Is there anything else?
No, I think we just about covered it.
Awesome. Well, for you, the listener at home, if you are sitting there thinking, but they didn't cover this topic, and I would really like to know about that, please email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com, and I would love to talk to Simone, get, you know, all my nanny ladies and gentlemen together and brainstorm a solution for you. So please email in with any questions. Also, email in if you have a cute story about, you know, anything, but especially like going back to school season just happened. If something funny or inspirational happened with your nanny kid, email that story in and I would love to share it on the podcast. I will never share the nanny kid's name. Don't even tell me, actually, but you can tell me your name and I would love to share it if you would like. I can also share things anonymously. So, I will never share a name without getting your permission to share it first. Do not worry. So we end each episode with a funny story or uplifting story. And Simone has brought one for us.
Yes, I have. Okay. So like I've mentioned throughout this podcast, the nanny family that I work for, they like at the start of each year, they make boards that say, oh, first day of preschool, first day of kindergarten, et cetera, et cetera. And on there it says the day that they start, you know, and then it says, what do you want to be when you're older? And, you know, like the normal things. Oh, I want to be a teacher. I want to be a doctor, you know, stuff like that.
Firefighter.
Painter.
Ballerina.
And you know, those fun stuff like that. Well, one of my girls said, I want to be Daisy Duck when I'm older. And it's like, you know what? And she was so confident about it that, you know what? Of course, we're putting Daisy Duck on the board.
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, when she's older, look out. She's going to be the new Daisy Duck.
She's going to be the new Daisy Duck. Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Exactly.
That's so adorable. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to stop her.
No, not at all. Oh, of course not. If she's saying stuff like this early, she's going to be unstoppable.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. That's hilarious and so stinking cute.
So cute. And she was so proud of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to be Daisy Duck. All right. You know, I'm not going to fight it. You will be.
Yep. You can wear a shirt with no pants.
Exactly. Follow your dreams.
That is adorable. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Simone.
No, thank you.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.